It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift sent a surprise flower bouquet and card to a fan who was involved in a bad car accident. The girl's name was Lindsay. She posted a video of herself crying as she opened the surprise gift. She is now sporting a neck brace and a cast on one arm. She broke her neck and her back in this accident. She's very lucky to be alive. Her airbag did not deploy.
That is, oh my, I can't even imagine.
So she got this letter and bouquet of flowers from Taylor, sent to her in her hospital bed. And her reaction is so epic. It'll make you cry happy tears with her. So here she is when she first was told she got the letter.
Mama, she wrote that. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I love her so much.
And then here she is reading it.
You gonna read it out loud?
Hi, buddy. I'm so sorry to hear about the accident. My heart aches knowing that such a wonderful person is having to go through this. I hope these flowers brighten your day. You're gonna rock that neck brace. And soon we'll all be popping at shows together again. Give hugs to your family for me. I'm so happy you're okay. Love, Taylor.
Oh my gosh, that just gave me goosebumps.
I know, isn't that so cute? So here's what's so weird. I was watching this and I was crying happy tears, but I was like, dude, she sounds exactly like me. So in 2015, Taylor Swift wrote me a letter.
Wait, you got a neck injury too?
Yeah, and the video went viral and I was like on E! News and all this stuff. Like,
oh,
you're playing
my
the
God,
video.
No way.
Yeah, that was also a fangirl moment for me because Juliana Rancic at the time introduced the video and was like, look at this girl. Got a letter from Taylor Swift and look at her reaction.
So
and
is
I
there
was
a video
dying.
Of you crying with Julian Rancic doing that to you? Like,
I don't have
I don't have
the actual video from E! News. I just have the video of this happening to me. But here's a clip of it. So I sound exactly like this girl.
Alex, I need to give you something.
What? Oh my God. Wait a second.
You're going to need to open that up.
Oh my God. It says reminded me of you. Like the fashion. Alex, what a treat it was getting to hang with you backstage. Your costume was so on point, and very seldomly do I get asked about chicken nuggets. You're so sweet to care so much about me. Thank you so much, Taylor. Oh my God. I love this. I can't believe this. I totally was not expecting this at all. That is real.
Note from Taylor Swift.
Oh my God. I just can't with her. What in the world?
Yeah. Chelsea Handler went on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and she explained that she has something called she's able to be pharmacologically intuitive, so she can look at someone and tell exactly what medication she thinks they need.
I believe that I know what the right prescription for anybody who wants medication or cannabis or alcohol. I can look at a person's personality and say, this is what you need. You need an edible with this much THC versus this much CBD. I know if somebody needs a Xanax versus an Adderall versus a Nuvigil versus, an Ambien. I'm very well versed.
That's impressive.
Scarlett Johansson was taken to a police station in Los Angeles after she was overpowered by paparazzi outside the Jimmy Kimmel Live studio. The Avenger star's security drove her to the LAPD Hollywood station after she was jostled by paparazzi outside the El Capitan Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. She was not injured. She was just really scared by the whole ordeal. And the 1978 hit film Grease is getting a prequel. Paramount Pictures announced that the prequel will be following Danny and Sandy's love story during the summer before they reconnected it at their high school. The movie will be called Summer Lovin' and will be a musical just like the original, but there is no word yet on a release date.
That's awesome.
I'm not a Grease fan, so
what?
I know. I never have been into that movie. I'm not into musical movies. It took a lot for me to be into La La Land recently with Emma Stone. I really had to try to like that.
It's Grease. Did you at least watch it?
Yes, I've seen it a few times.
What about High School Musical?
No, I wasn't making it. And, oh my God, listen to this that I found
gosh.
Out. I didn't find this out till after I got in there, but the town that I went to visit over the weekend in Utah is the town they filmed High School Musical 2.
No way!
Yeah, so they had a tour that you could do or something for High School Musical, but I'm not a fan,
oh my
so I
gosh.
Didn't do it.
I was a big High School Musical fan.
Pitch Perfect.
I like Pitch Perfect. Yeah,
yeah, that's a good movie.
That one's okay because that one's really funny, and like I have a huge crush on
Adam Devine.
Yeah, I have a huge crush on Adam Devine. Cute. He's one of my celebrity crushes. So anyway, coming up in less than an hour, scalpers are now trying to sell tickets to this star's memorial service.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
This is so interesting, and we're about to delve into a rabbit hole here. We're going to talk about the real meanings behind songs that you listen to. You think you know what they're about, and some of them are really freaking dark. That's coming up next here on The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.